How we doing out there, guys? It's your boy Hootie again. It's the Hootie Social Club with a special edition. I'm out in Oceanside tonight. He wants to get started already. He doesn't even want to let me do an intro.
Can I have a light, please?
Capone? He wants to ask for a light before, just as soon as we hit record, to ask for a light.
This is Hootie.
Come on.
From Hootie Social Club. hold on. I spread. I do it.
All right.
When I shake a little bit of scare you?
Nah.
I'm going to burn your hat, not your shoes. Don't worry.
It's one of the best guys I've ever met. I couldn't wait to get here tonight to record this episode.
I wish you were the king last night.
You don't ever want to be serious, but I'm going to be serious for a second here. Something that hasn't been addressed in the Italian community is this Parkinson's disease. They don't got nothing for it. They give them one prescribed drug, and it's the same drug they've given Muhammad Ali, Michael J. Fox, and then what? In 10 years, you get immune to it, right?
And then
it'll got.
Then you're like this all day. Okay. Me and you was looking at.
So my boy JC Capone 76. Make sure you follow him on Instagram. He's not on YouTube. I've been wanting to have him on the Hootie Social Club. This is the first time we've met in person. We FaceTime. We talk all the time. This is the third time you want to interrupt the intro. Do you not want me to do the intro and then you can interrupt?
No, he
can't sit still. He just doesn't. But I'm not talking about body-wise. His mouth can't sit still.
The reason why I didn't want you to light my cigar is not because I didn't want you to. I just want people to realize that even using a lighter.
Well, we're going to tell them that.
Well, that's why I wanted to show them.
This ain't a joke.
Seeing it and actually doing it, two different things. You know?
Well, if they go on your site, well, not your site, but your Instagram, you're always smoking a cigar. He's going to die of lung cancer before he dies of Parkinson's. That's his goal.
I want to tell you, they can't take us down, bro.
Can I finish your intro?
But they can't take me down.
JC Capone from Oceanside.
I stand behind everything I said.
He's been trying to get me out here. I live way far out. He don't understand. Yesterday, he's got an Italian singer over. He's on the phone with me, breaking my balls. Wants me over with the Italian singer. I told him no way.
I got no time. I got no time. That's his name. Instead of Hootie, we're going to make him. I got no time.
So I'm here tonight, and we're going to joke, but I'm going to get serious for a little bit because I really need this addressed. I'm getting behind it. I'm standing behind it. And I'm going to fight as hard as I can so they can come up with something. You know, they're not going to come up with a cure because they haven't came up with anything in the last 30 years. They don't even pay attention to Parkinson's as they pay attention to other diseases.
Hey, you get one commercial every 6 months.
And as JC says, he doesn't even think of it as a disability, a disease. It's not the way this man thinks. He's not wired that way. Probably a little bit less or maybe just as much as me up on the bench 2 or 3 times. He's in great shape.
Right away, he's got to go with the bench.
No painkillers.
Right away,
no medication. He told the doctor that he'll do it his way.
Wait a second.
After the doctor told him 10 years, the medication runs out. You become immune to it. And then the warrior about that then. What'd you tell him, John? They told you we'll worry about it then.
Imagine being 39 and given a 10-year window, and then you lose all your control, all your assets, your facilities, everything. Then what happens?
You've been screaming at me the whole time. You want to speak up now?
Yeah, of course. When you get told you got Parkinson's, first thing you think about is committing suicide, because this is like a death sentence, and you can't even light your own cigar after a half an hour. So if we don't bring awareness to this shit, when my kids grow up, their father's going to be in the home rather than be in the house. So we got to make some noise, big time. No bullshit.
Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of background about Capone here. He got married. He didn't have Parkinson's yet. He gets Parkinson's at 39. No children. Newly married. Tells his wife, whatever money they had at the time, house that they were buying, take it and go. I don't want you involved in this. This isn't your battle to fight. And his wife stays. Not only does she stay, they fight like hell to have children. This is this man's fight in him. You know, you ever heard the expression, it ain't the size of the dog in the fight? You ever hear that one?
Sure.
What is it?
It's the size of the heart.
It's the size of the heart in the dog in the fight.
Listen.
And that's what this man has.
I tell God every day.
And he tried for one child.
And now I got two.
And now he's got two beautiful children that he gets to spend every day with.
God bless you.
That he loves more than anything. I'm on FaceTime with him at least once a day. And then he breaks my balls for about six times a day on a regular phone calls. Because he's got everybody else jerking him around. They're going to do this for him. They're going to do that for him. And Capone is not a guy that wants anybody to do anything for them. Friends, come over, hang out, phone call, say hello. The man doesn't ask for anything.
I know. It's just all the Italians out there. We want to stick together and unite. Who do you tell you? I'm not looking for a handout. I'm not looking for any money. Just need some awareness, guys. So let's get out there and let's make some noise.
So I decided to come tonight on a Monday after running around all day in the city to smoke a nice cigar with my ball-breaking friend.
I'm sorry I didn't have one.
JC Capone. Imagine that guy keeps telling me about it. Doesn't he? I gotta go to the store and get my own.
Hey, you want me to drive my truck like this? I'll hit every fucking.
We're going to show you later the kind of truck this maniac drives. Not only that, he doesn't sit in the backyard. He sits in the front of the yard because he never sleeps. And he aggravates all the neighbors. Now, I don't know if you guys know too much about Long Island, but they're not like neighbors anywhere else. And on purpose, Capone.
Nah, bro, listen to me.
Aggravates the shit out of them.
Think about it.
This guy, and I'm not going to say poor guy because he's got the greatest attitude that I've ever met in somebody. And I'm talking about a guy that's a millionaire that's got everything going for him. Ain't got the attitude or even the outlook on life that this man does. He doesn't feel cursed. He feels blessed. Yeah. His wife stayed with him. He was able to have two children when he thought he wasn't able to have one. But nobody goes through or comes through for him on this Parkinson situation. So here on the Hootie platform, just as Bell Tells is on the platform, and we have a few other people, the Hootie Social Club is getting behind this Parkinson's, and we're trying to unite the community amongst the Italians, because Capone got this big thing with the Italians that don't want to help. And
No. People don't understand what's going on. They don't know what I'm about. They think that this is a game or a joke or just looking for 5 minutes.
Not even that. Tell them, when you got diagnosed and you didn't have a job, and because your last name ended in a vowel, downtown at disability, they didn't want to give you no money. What'd they come up to you with? They told you, what do they want you to do? They said they had an urn for you. Tell them what kind of urn they had for you. You just got diagnosed with Parkinson's.
It's very hard to acquire disability.
But tell them about your friends, what they wanted you to do.
But I'm being serious, though. Forget about people. Let's talk about the system a little bit. You gotta understand, when you're battling the disease, you're fighting mental, physical, exhaustion. The house is in an uproar. And then to go to a fucking facility run by the government, and to get told that you could go to work. And as you can see, I can't even light a fucking cigar. And then to get pennies on the dollar because you're 39 and you got no time in the system. So now you got to worry about finances on top of everything else. And that's why that kid in that house right there, she's a champ. She's a warrior. But she's sticking it out. Sticking it out with me, my diagnosis. And if this shit doesn't stop, it's degenerative. In 10 years, when we have this next conversation, and seeing you like this, what is that girl supposed to do? How the hell is she supposed to take care of me? I mean, think about it. Let's be realistic. Two kids and a husband, and that's Parkinson's. And then you got to worry about how you're going to eat. Think about that. Forget about it.
JC's an old soul. When he says the kid, he means his wife. It's the way he talks, just so you know. He's not talking about any of his children.
You don't talk like me?
No. when I was married, I wouldn't call my wife a kid. It's just either my wife was older than me.
Doesn't matter if she's older than you, she's a kid.
No, but a lot of people don't understand what that means.
No,
it's only like certain Italian stuff like that. I got a wide audience, so you got to let them know what it means.
Nigga, I'm burning holes everywhere. Pretty soon I'm going to start burning holes in his pants, too.
Ah, he doesn't want to do that, there too.
We got to lie. But, you know what's nice is that I watch all these movies. I watch Goodfellas, Bronx Tale, this and that, and obviously you watch all the stuff on TV. And then to actually hear some of your stories, bro, and the life you live, and talk about overcoming, I found glue. Fucking cigars. Imagine how much I got to go through to smoke a cigar. I
but every time we talk, you got a cigar in your mouth.
No, but imagine how much I love these damn things to go through.
I see. Now I can understand.
Burning a hole in my pants.
Let's keep it away from the legs. Keep it up a little higher.
Yeah, but,
maybe we'll put in the left hand.
No, the left hand is locked. You see, this guy, you can't make. Look at the indentation in the thumb. That's how long this hand stays like this.
This is what my buddy's got to deal with every day.
But you know what?
So we need your help out there. He's not looking for a handout.
No.
We're looking to make awareness.
Awareness.
So they can come up with something. And then we know they're not going to come up with a cure overnight. And they're not going to come up with a cure in the near future. But let's come up with something that you're not going to be immune to it in 10 years. And that's why he's never taking the drug. He works out. He exercises. He does everything that he needs to do to stay healthy inside. And maybe it will help the outside from shaking.
Sorry.
And again,
they're going to fuck him. He's going to have to send an army and then some to take me down. You understand what I'm saying?
This guy's a beast.
I'm taking the gym. We're going to the garage. We throw some weights around.
We're
going to
videotape that, too. You got to see him get on the bench. He's a beast.
Ain't nothing going to stop this stuff.
I love it. I'm glad that I got here today, and I'm glad that we're making awareness for Parkinson's.
I'm going to tell you.
And there's something that I want to say.
Man.
When he got sick and disability didn't want to approve him, It's amazing how they approve people, and they didn't want to approve him. He had guys come to him, fellow Italians that were half-assed in the life, guys. They offered you things that they shouldn't have. Let's talk about it. We don't got to do it. We're not saying nobody's name, but we're going to show you just what type of scumbags are out there, John.
Exactly.
I know you're a nice guy. You don't want to talk bad about nobody.
I'm not talking bad about nobody, but I want to say this. Is that
somebody, how many people have told you they were going to do something and they did it?
Well, wait. Let's be a little serious for a second.
No, that's what we're being.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but this shit is real. And the shit hurts, and it hits you, and it takes everything out of you, and rips your guts, and makes you from a man to dirt. Takes away your money, your business, your livelihood, everything. Can't even walk into a restaurant because I'm scared of shaking and stuff. So when I knock on somebody's door, right away, because all these scam artists, they think I'm trying to scam. You think I want to make money? Listen, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. I can't even hold that fucking cigar right now because I'm shaking so much. So when I knock on your door, guys, it's just to bring awareness. Because if you got more celebrity power than the next guy and up the line, people will start listening. Nobody wants to hear from JC, from your Strockwell, because I'm a nobody. But to the guys that are somebody out there, help a guy out. Please. It might be one day you're knocking and Parkinson's knocks on your door. And you're going to be calling me and say, hey, kid, what do we got to do? That's what I want to get across. And I'm going to tell you another thing. When you get sick, it's every man for themselves. Every man for themselves. We got to go. I'll tell you.
I'm glad that we got to meet in person today. I'm glad that we didn't do this over Zoom. I wanted to come in person. I know you said a few times you could have did this in Zoom, but I wanted to come face to face with you. I know that we talk a lot, we break balls a lot, but it's a real serious matter. And for how many doors been closed on you? How many people
You know what, though, Hootie?
Are always thinking the wrong thing.
When you get up there and you make it, and you make it on your own with your own guts and your own survival skills, and everybody knocks on your door, you know what you say? No, you weren't there. Hootie was there. No, you weren't there. Steve was there. No, you weren't there. My brother was there. And those are the guys you take up. Because, listen, see this face? It's going to take down Parkinson's. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Doctors, anybody.
Tell them naturally.
God is going to help. Because we're Catholic, we believe. Yeah, you can't create all
of
this.
We all do. And
you
believe me,
create all of this.
I don't know if I could believe the way this guy believes if something like this would happen to me. This is the guts he's got.
But listen to this. 3.5 years, I was locked in that room because I was scared. I mean, you know what it is. You locked up.
Well, tell him. Like, when I came, you couldn't believe it because everybody always tells you they're going to come. They're going to come.
They're going to come.
And then I show up in front of the house.
I see you. Listen, bro. Somebody comes to my house. I'm apologize. I don't have a cigar for you today.
But he's offered me everything.
I had a party
dinner
last night.
Wine, scotch. He's had it. He's at. But everything else he's got for me. Yesterday, he offered me an Italian singer to sing in person. What's his name? Santo Borriello was here singing Italian last night. Invited me over for Sunday sauce. I was actually out with somebody having dinner or an early lunch dinner.
Early dinner, lunch,
and then you ran too late. We were supposed to get together last
dessert,
night.
Or maybe you got the dessert somewhere else.
Yeah, we had the dessert.
Yeah, I much rather have dessert over there than over Gabish.
Gabish.
There you go. But one thing is that young onset Parkinson's, people under 50 years old are getting Parkinson's now every 9 minutes. So, God forbid, what have we been on? 10 minutes so far, 15 minutes? Think about how many people, one person already got time, and they're going to start worrying and thinking, oh shit, what do I do next? What do I do next? And lock yourself away, or you get out and fight. I wasted 3.5 years. I didn't see my own family because my mother and father would cry when they saw me. So I know, don't waste the time, guys. Never get it back. Tell them, boy.
100%, as it goes for me, I can never get back the time that I wasted going to jail, running the streets, playing the bullshit, going to this state, going to that state, trying to change my game up just because it all had to do with being in the streets. And I'm not comparing myself to Capone yet.
No.
He could tell you. We have conversations all the time, as I said before.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Sure, of course.
You come here, and you're in my chair, my house, so now it's time for me to ask you.
Whatever you want, Capone. You're the guy.
No. But I'm just saying, you want to know about this, about that. So
I want to make. I'm trying to make a little awareness here.
You know, these guys don't know when I say on the. I say it's nice to be above ground. He says it's nice to be above the wall, or on the other side of the wall. So for people that don't know, which I didn't know, I was like, "What are you talking about? On the other side of the wall, above ground? Hey, tell them what the other side of the wall means."
Means a free man, not in jail. Behind the wall. Whenever you hear that expression,
man,
that means jail.
No, please don't say it too loud over here. These guys already.
You already you terrorize these neighbors.
They're gonna think.
Every time I call you, 4 a.m. you call me. You're terrorizing them. You got the music blasting. He's got a Hemi in his truck. It lights up the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
We're gonna go outside and take a look at that later. He terrorizes everybody. He's talking about what I'm talking about.
No, but he says it too loud. The people they don't want. I don't want to get a misconstrued. This guy's reformed. Tell me you're reformed.
Absolutely.
Tell me out of that lifestyle.
At 100%. I haven't thought about a crime since 2005.
So I'm going to put my cigar down.
Yeah.
And I hope it goes out so I don't burn myself in my fucking.
I haven't thought about a crime since 2005.
You haven't thought? I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm more crime than you, more criminal, because I've been thinking about crimes ever since I got sick.
You go down to these public buildings and they tell you they're going to call the cops, they're going to arrest you. They send the SWAT team after this guy once in one of these public buildings because he told the lady to go to work on everybody. I can't understand it, how they do this to this young man. And I can't keep saying it because he gets mad at me because he doesn't want anybody to look at this as a disability. And I'm not saying that I look at it as a disability because I look up to him. I'm envious of his happiness because I'm not that happy.
And I want to say this.
And what tell the story about the guy that says you're a lucky guy because you get to stay. This is that my, what is it? My, our generation, because we're the same age. This is my generation, the way they think. Not the generation before me, because they're the same way. My father's generation, they never wanted to retire. They wanted to work till they were 100. But tell them about the generations today in their 40s, what the guy say to you, that conversation.
You bring up so many points, I got to stop you.
Stop me. Yeah, we're trying to get the, because you don't want to talk bad about people.
No, but listen.
Tell them what your friend said.
As far as the system goes, right?
Oh, yeah, let's get that first.
People are coming there, and I understand all the people that are working out there. There's a lot of people that are coming to you, that are trying to beat the system, trying to get away with shit. Have you hear that tapping? That's my hand shaking. Left hand, you can't see, but it's locked. So when somebody comes to you that's already depressed because they just got diagnosed with Parkinson's or cancer, or they just lost a leg or an arm, listen, the last thing they want is some clerk saying, wait your turn, or get out of line again. It's going to be trouble in here. I didn't ask for this shit, bro. I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it. These hands slung sledgehammers, 20-pound sledgehammers all day long, breaking up concrete, laying brick. If you would have told me 39, I would have got Parkinson's. I would have eat your head off. And this is what happens. And now, I'm lucky I can hold a cigar. I'll figure that one out. But I still, bro, don't sleep on this cat. Don't sleep.
Not even a little bit. Sleep. And I got to tell you, he doesn't sleep much, just like me. I mean, you know, people have seen me up for 3 days straight. I can't even get my words out because I just have a tough time staying asleep. And he's up all hours of the night like me, so he can call me at 2 a.m, 3 a.m. He has, and it ain't a show. He's not putting on a show for nobody.
Yeah,
the way he's shaking, the way that hand is locked, is the last month or so that we've been going back and forth, is the same thing I see at 2 a.m, 2 p.m, 4 a.m, 6 a.m. On my way to work, I'm FaceTiming him. Now that I'm not at work anymore, I don't FaceTime him. But when I'm in the car, going into the city or anywhere else, he'll FaceTime me to break balls because he knows I'm driving. And this is not a show.
Thank God you're on this side of the wall now because I could break your balls.
Yeah.
On the other side of the wall, could I break your balls? No, I'd be on the outside. I'd be calling you every once in a while. Hey, how you doing? Let me send you some cannolis. You eat cannolis?
Yeah. This guy. How many times has he asked me if I eat cannolis already?
No, but he comes to my house. He runs right past the truck, comes to the backyard, starts setting up. I says, oh, take it easy. You want a glass of wine? No. Want an espresso? I don't drink that. You got Red Bull? No, I got espresso. No, I don't drink that. So a cigar I don't have. It's Red Bull I don't drink. And he's in a rush and I'm retired and disabled. But there you go. What a crew we got over here.
No Russians. We're Italian here. Listen, I wasn't in a rush. I wanted to set the show up. This guy wants to put out a three-course meal.
Hey, for friends and family, anytime, bro.
Capone, as much anytime. As I could do this for you, I love you with all my heart. I want to make sure I could do this for you. We're gonna be doing more shows like this. We're actually going to be hosting a show together, and we're not going to be putting the sad stuff on you because Capone's not sad.
No,
we're going to be addressing Parkinson's in all the shows, but we're going to be talking about other things, current events, Italy, playing.
Every time I ask you a question, you give me a curveball. I said
he wants to talk about the life, jail.
No. I don't want to talk
the
about
old life, the old life.
The old life. Make sure we go past.
Yeah, he always wants to be politically correct about the street stuff.
Yeah. I'm not a guy from the street. I grew up in Long Island.
Parkinson's, and they asked the guy to run numbers for them.
No, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
And he turned them down.
Let me ask you a question.
Love this guy.
Let me ask you a question. So, let me say, like you said. Okay.
Don't burn yourself.
No, it's out now, thank God. All right, now. So, I'm going to say, like you said. I'm going to make this now.
This is when he calls me. He always catches me when I've gotten to leg
so
up.
I'm Woody. And I'm JC Capone. Welcome to JC's house.
Oh, for the first time, Woody ever. They told me it was going to be 91 degrees that I had to go out and buy basketball shorts. Woody doesn't wear shorts. I don't think anybody over the age of 25 should ever wear shorts unless they're going to play ball or to work out. But that's my That's my take on fashion.
Excuse me. Are you going to give me a chance to do my intro?
Okay. Oh, now you want to do your intro.
Are you going to interrupt me the whole intro? Please, come on. Man. I'm a serious guy. Come on, stop. All right, hold on. So I called this guy up this morning, and I says, well, maybe tonight we'll do it, but I'm not sure yet. I said, why? He says, because it's going to be about 91 degrees. So I said, okay, put on your short pants. He says, what? I said, yeah, short pants, you know, shorts. He goes, wow, we don't wear shorts. These guys in the life, we don't wear shorts.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
But you know what I meant. I know what you meant.
He said, how he's breaking balls. You know what I meant, but I didn't say that.
No. He said, I'm serious. He said, I don't wear shorts, you know. And today he bought his first pair of shorts. So I want to applaud this kid. Applaud who? He's my age, by the way, and I keep going.
Because everybody can. I try to tell them that.
I call my wife. King too.
Yeah, so. And you asked me, why did I tell the people at home that?
Yeah, maybe they don't understand.
Now you catch it. See, Brent. This is what we do all day long.
I shake all day. So the best thing to do is bust his balls. So I call him up. I'm in the city. I'm going to traffic. So it's all right. Thank you for answering like 80% of the time.
80% of the time. You know why? He'll text me, go fuck yourself, excuse my language. And you know what he tells me? Oh, that's an accident. It's the Parkinson's. But he really wants to tell me to go fuck myself, but he gets to blame the Parkinson's on it. Oh, the Texan's no good, he says. I said, then why are you texting me it for? He says, because you only answer the phone 80% of the time.
Listen, this thing is like rapid fire. So when I start texting, you know how many times I hit the word M because it's right next to the delete button? So every time I try to delete some, I do about 5,000 M's.
I get them all day long. I keep thinking you want me to bring off M&M's.
Listen, I'll stop. You know, now you just diverted me off the course that I was going. All right.
Your intro. Finish your intro.
So welcome to JC's backyard. Everybody's welcome here. If you come here, please have a little extra time.
Except when Hootie's here. Not everybody's welcome.
There you go. So when this guy's here. Forget about it. I had to close the shades. I was going to sit down.
There were 4,000 people yesterday. Thought Hootie was coming over.
I was going to. I said, let's sit in the front. I have two lounge chairs, beautiful, underneath my tree that I just trimmed. The
neighbors hate him, and he wants me to sit out front. So they sit outside with their 30-yard sixes from their window. They hunt them rifles. They want to take them out.
So I says to him, I said, sit down in the front. We'll have a nice dress up. No. Got to go to the back. All right. So now.
If his neighbors liked him, I wouldn't mind.
I don't like you. I ain't gonna like me.
You tell me to go fuck myself every other text message and you blame it on the Parkinson's.
So, let me ask you. How come at 91 degrees you don't want to wear short pants? Let's start off with that question.
I don't think any grown man should ever have shorts on.
You know what?
Men should always dress like gentlemen.
Men should always dress like gentlemen.
All right. Shorts aren't a gentleman's wear.
You know, I'm gonna tell you one thing though. I'm like that with sweatpants. I fucking hate sweatpants. You like sweatpants?
I wear sweatsuits. No, not I sweatpants.
Don't sweatpants. Like
I'm going to the gym.
No. See, you got to wear sweatpants.
To the gym?
Yeah, but
what am I going to wear?
Short pants.
Nah, I didn't. Just yesterday, I bought two pairs because of you. I had to stop. Another place I don't like to go is the mall. The mall.
Oh, forget it. Oh,
the mall.
The mall.
I went in, I think, what was it Foot Action or somewhere over there, and I got two pairs of shorts for today and tomorrow because it's going to be 91.
Hey, listen,
it was hot all day today.
I know you're on the other side of the wall now, but you're on the other
side. I'm on this side of the wall.
But when you're on that side of the wall,
no shorts on the other side of the wall. I played in my greens and my beiges. I played handball in pants.
Amazon then?
Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a funny guy.
Right now, I think I probably own half of Amazon. I get so many boxes from my good friends at Amazon that I think I own half of them.
You're good friends with Jeff Bezos, huh?
No, my wife's credit card is very good friends. So every day it's like packages come every day. So next time you want to do something, you call me. I go on Amazon, think, boom, and we have short pants right to your house. What are you doing? Catching on fire or somewhere else?
No. I was gonna clean. I remember we had the disinfectant wipes. What happened to them?
All right, what do you got to clean? What else?
Oh, gosh, I forgot. Where did I put them? They're over there. So now, once a month, and we're going to do some Instagram stuff a couple times a month, but once a month, we're going to do a show with Hootie and Capone, And we're going to put awareness out there for this Parkinson's. We're going to do a show. We're not going to talk a lot about Parkinson's, but we're doing the show every month to put awareness for Parkinson's.
We don't have
somebody with the right connections and somebody that could do something about this can help, meaning get to the scientists.
We're going
to
have
get to a better medicine.
You know why? Because I want the button to show you off for a second. I expect, and I'm not Jimmy's that.
He hates when I talk about it.
Once a month, we don't really need, we could say the word Parkinson's, but anybody that sees me shaking, they're going to say this guy's got Parkinson's.
Or you're scared of me.
I right away got to be scared.
Well, what'd you do? Before I came here, you made 17 things. Oh, I got to put this away. Should I get my bulletproof vest? This guy was making all ball-breaking comments.
I told him, leave the hammer in the car. I don't need the heater out here because
they're already here. Your neighbors call them on you. I'm on the phone with you, Capone. I hear the sirens in the background. Capone, go in the house.
So let me
leave the neighbors alone.
When you were in the inside. Now, is it like the movies?
Folks, we got to get the things out here. We're going to do once a month. If we're going to name the show Capone's Backyard.
I thought it was Woody and Capone.
Yeah, but we got to get something for the mosquitoes. I'm getting bit up out here.
You know why they don't like me?
Nobody likes me.
I know, because look at me.
You don't like me.
I'm nice and comfortable.
The messages that I get from you, he keeps blaming the Parkinson's. I shake. I hit the wrong ones. Go fuck yourself, Hootie. But he spells go fuck yourself, Hootie, pretty well.
You know, my cousin says, Jay, you called me up 40 times the other day. I said, sorry, Vinny. I just hit the button so many fucking times. Even when I'm trying to hit the end button, boom, boom, boom.
You know, that's bullshit because, you know, he calls me 50 times in a row. And then when we do talk, he never says goodbye. All you hear is the dial tone. Well, the young kids at home don't realize it used to be a dial tone when somebody hung up on you on a landline. So I still say the dial tone, but there isn't. But there's nothing. It's space. It's empty. He doesn't even say goodbye. I say, Capone, I'm on my way. Hello, Capone, Capone. But then during the day, he'll call me 97 times to tell me about the birds in the backyard or something.
Nice. You like these things?
No, I don't like anything.
So I made it nice and cozy back here for you.
For me?
I know you're like, you know, now that you're on the other side, I want you to.
He loves that line.
Oh, maybe your audience.
No.
How many people?
Nobody talks like me. That's why.
That's right. They go like this. It's a good day. Hey, JC, how you feeling, Capone? And every day above ground is a good day, he goes. Every day on this side of the wall is a good day. Thank you. Guy like me don't know what that means. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, how long did you do in there?
A little bit. A couple times. Close there a handful of times.
You know, my father says, and this is probably why I never did anything wrong. Because my father never hit me. But... When my mother, she was
I like, got beatings every other day, every other fucking, I should say every other shift. Father? My mother. Oh, my father hit me, I think, twice in my lifetime.
That's what I...
Because when my mother, when I told my mother once, she didn't hurt me anymore. She couldn't hurt me anymore. That was the worst thing I could ever did.
The best is when I took the wooden spoon and I snapped it over my knee and I gave it back to her. She got so angry, she beat the shit out of me even more.
They would have put me in the ground because that's the sauce spoon. It was in the family for like 30 years. I couldn't break the sauce spoon. It was this big because the pot was so big. So I got hit with that. Tons of times.
I just want to tell people. You could be Italian. You could be this. You could be that. But the first generation Italians know what we're talking about.
He's first generation because Italian.
First generation.
I'm first generation Sicilian. They don't get along.
Oh, watch that. Right away, here we go. Here we go. Sicilian had to come out. I know.
He's got a
tattoo on his hand. I'm going to get the Napoli Don thing right here. I'm going to put it all over him. And
first, you got to go on the other side of the wall. Then come back on this side of the wall. Then you can get it.
I ain't going on it. I'm going to the other side of the fence.
And forget about the tattoos.
Let me ask you a question. Let's just say one day, right? Listen to this. I do something wrong. Now the police come knock on my door.
And knock on your door once a week now.
No, but listen. They say, Mr. Capone, we're going to have to take you downtown.
You still, what do you think? This is the 80s? Downtown? We take you downtown.
Yeah.
So listen, I watch too much Law and Order.
Let me finish. So I start going like this.
They can't get the. They're gonna call. They're gonna say assault on a police officer. Resisting arrest.
They're gonna say, "Nigga, what's wrong with this guy? I'm gonna get tased and everything." So better off we stay on this side, and nobody's gonna lock me up because I'm in Parkinson's.
Who said they're gonna lock you up?
No, you should.
I said tattoos. You don't need any.
No. Yeah. You know why I never got a tattoo?
Because you weren't on the other side of the wall.
No. I'm going to tell you why. My uncle was a longshoreman.
Sorry to hear.
God bless him. I love him. And he had those old tattoos with the sword and the snake around it. I love you, Ma. And he was about 70 years old, and his skin was wrinkled. And he says, Johnny, come over here. He says, you see what this looks like? Because when I was a kid, I thought I was a tough guy. I was going to put tattoos on. Oh, now I regret it. So all you guys, including my friend over here, when he gets to be about 70 years old, and his skin is all wrinkled,
make it to 70.
Your tattoos are going to hopefully look good.
You're going to live longer than me.
Damn right. Where the hell am I going? I told you. Jesus don't want me, and the devil's scared me. Where the fuck am I going?
I told you that.
Thank you. Right away, you got to tell me everything. I know this guy 3 weeks.
A little bit longer. Well, who gets in touch with you right away?
My man. Oh, boy. He's a good guy. And thank you for having me on the Hootie Show.
Absolutely.
We'll jump back on
this. This is the Hootie Social Club.
Social Club. Where's the cafe? Where's the pork? Where's the cannolis? Where's the bichon?
Gus got them.
Hold on.
Uptown. Not downtown. They don't think we go uptown. See,
you
know, Gus.
I'm gonna do something. You gonna drink the espresso with me?
No, I don't drink espresso.
You drink Red Bull.
I drink Red Bull.
All right, so you're gonna have an espresso.
No espresso. It goes through me. It doesn't agree with me.
All right, so maybe I'll call my wife. I'll give you a bottle of water and I get an espresso. Imagine this. She's putting two kids in the bathtub and you can hear them screaming right now because my little girl, 2.5 years old, going on 25. She's tough as nails, I'll tell you that. Don't fuck with that kid, boy. She'll give you an avaliado. So imagine me sitting out here smoking a cigar, talking to this guy. And I call up my wife, dealing with two kids, 2.5 and 1. Put them in the bathtub, screaming, kicking. And I say, sweetheart, can I have an espresso with 2 biscottis and the water for my dear friend? No one's going to come flying out of that thing.
You had a pot right at your head.
Exactly.
Look at this. You don't even put your phone off ring for me.
Maybe I was about to answer him. No, God forbid. I wouldn't do that. So.
There's mosquitoes everywhere.
I found Google. You just shut.
Yeah, because the mosquitoes. Yeah, look at this guy. He's killing me over here, Capone, tonight.
Yeah.
You wrecking the joint.
I don't understand.
Capone is first generation Napoli Don. I'm first generation Siciliano.
Show me tattoo.
Forget about the tattoos. Tattoos mean nothing. And he speaks fluent Napoli. He speaks fluent Italian, which is in Sicilian dialect, like my family speaks. So it's very hard to understand a lot of the words.
You don't understand?
A lot of the words I don't. No.
You know why? Not only do I have Parkinson's, but I mumble. So every time I talk, I'm like, hey.
Nah, on the phone, you're pretty fucking good.
No, but I'm just saying, though, seriously.
Half the time you're cursing at me in Italian.
Do you understand that?
What I say?
There you go. Even the guys that
because that's not Sicilian dialect. You can understand that in any part of Italy.
Yeah.
So, for everybody at home.
Be who you are. Don't try to be somebody you're not.
Just listen to him real quick. He's got a great story, and I want him to tell it to you. And I want him to tell you his journey. John, tell these guys at home. Let them know what's been going on.
A little bit of a story on your end?
Absolutely. But I want them at home to know who Capone is, because we're going to be doing this once a month.
But wait.
And this is going up on Spotify, Anchor, Apple iTunes.
The real JC?
It's going everywhere.
He's a guy that used to work on. Played the game straight, never did any drugs, never did anything, never did no crimes. Just a guy on the construction business who worked hard. Got the fucking calluses to show you. Get married at 39. My wife was 33 at the time. And life is good, man. Real good. Money, cars, convertible, everything is good. Bought a house. And then all of a sudden, you're sleeping and you wake up and you're like this. And you're hitting your wife in the head. And she goes, hey, stop. You're scaring me. I said, hey, kid, you can't stop. So you go to the hospital. You get all these wires on your head, rush you into machines and scans and all this stuff. And you can't stop shaking your hands. Can't make a phone call. can't text. And the doctor walks by you, looks in, says, you got 35 years experience on the job as a doctor, as a neurologist. You got Parkinson's. So imagine that. So my wife starts to cry and says, how do you know? You didn't even touch this kid. You didn't even do a scan on him, nothing. I know. Here's my card. Here's a prescription. Get on it as soon as possible. So talk about a gut check. Imagine 33, no kids, just get married to a guy that you think is going to give you the world. And this guy gets Parkinson's 6 months after marriage. Now, as a man, what you should do, or what I did, is stop crying. Take whatever you want. Yeah, talk a little bit. You talk so much on the phone. Talk a little bit now.
Come on, come on. You'll be all right. Yeah. One of the bravest guys I've ever met in my life. I like talking to you on the phone because you're so positive. And you make me see life different than I've ever seen it before.
This is definitely positive. Because that's the real champion and they're the real warriors. The ones that stick around. And the chips are down, and they got no skin in the game. Those are real warriors. Those are real heroes. For all the women that are taking care of guys and all the guys that are taking care of their wives, God bless you. This shit ain't easy. Picking up somebody's pants, putting on their clothes, you know. She didn't have to stay. Not one thing in her fibers she had to stay in this. And I told her. I said, you got every right to walk out. Not your fight. And she stayed. And then the finances went in the toilet. Business went in the toilet. The whole life goes in the toilet. My brain went in the toilet. And she still stayed. 3 years, no kids, still stayed. So. Talk about warriors. I talk about the guy or the girl sitting next to you, too. Because without them, it's a long, hard road. So be thankful and be grateful. Even the hardest people crack. This is my life sentence. Shit ain't going to get any better if we don't fucking do something about it. So, and I'm not fighting for me, man. I'm fighting for those kids. 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. You need a father, not a shaking machine.
And he holds his kids. I FaceTimed him. He holds his kids. He plays with his kids. And he doesn't let I don't like to call it a disease because he doesn't call it a disease. He don't let whatever it is that he's got stop him from being a father, from being a man, from being a husband. And I admire that. I look up to that. I look up to him. And that's why I love calling him every day. When I see my phone and it says Capone on it, I like answering it and I like hearing it, positivity come out of his voice because I'm not a positive person at all.
I'm sorry for getting a little emotional.
No, I love it, man.
Nah, but
you hit me here every time we talk about it, bro. I'm here. I'm here for you.
Can't have this shit.
And this is what we're going to do. We're gonna make a lot of awareness on my show.
But I'm going to tell you, though, you got to believe. See all this around us? Look how beautiful it is. You hear the birds, see the trees. You put a price tag on a car, $2 million in nuts and bolts. And trees come from the ground, from a little seed, and make the most beautiful things. So whoever created all of this, and if you guys think it was from a little rock that came from space that made all of these trees and the birds and the bees and everything else, got to be something wrong with you. Try to build a house with no blueprints. Try to just build a house on an accident and see what happens. So when you believe, if you believe that somebody created all of this and that person created me, there's no way that he doesn't have a mission for me. You understand? So my cross is to carry this across the finish line, to make it where everybody knows about him. And then when the mission is done, the Parkinson's is going to go, and he's going to say, JC, thank you for doing my job. I get the thing. St. Peter's opens up the gates, and I get a free pass all the way through. My kids, wife, all the way through. Three generations, all the way through. And then after that, forget about it. I don't know what's going on. Arish.
I can't tell you where I'm going. It's going to be 7 million degrees.
I'll show you ice cubes down once in a while. Uri, catch. Better yet,
this is what I love about him.
I'll send you a guy with ice cream cone.
This is why we talk every day. But I only answer 80% of the fucking calls because there's 100 of them. Yeah, 20 of them, 20% of it is to break my balls.
At least more than that.
Yeah, more than that. Maybe 40.
But what are you going to do? If you don't break your best friend, your good friend's balls, who are you going to break? My wife? Forget about it. She already wants to kill me. So at least I get it from you. What are you going to do? You going to hit a guy that got problems? You can't
hit a guy that got problems. I don't even argue with you.
No, I know. Well, I'm just saying you can't hit a guy.
Except when he gives me the wrong address. It's the wrong neighborhood.
I told you the landmarks.
And then I was landmarks. Like I'm from Long Island.
Yeah.
I know the LIE. I get off at 62. That's all I know.
Yeah. Put me in the city. You want to get me lost? Take me outside of Long Island, like this little section here. Again, I'm like a fish out of water.
You can't even park that truck you got in the city. It's like a delivery truck, the size of that thing. You got to see. And he drives it, everybody.
No, I definitely drive.
Parkinson's and all. I don't like to say the word because he doesn't like the word because it means nothing to him. Because tell him, John, tell him you're going to beat it.
No, we're gonna
tell him you're going to be the first guy to beat it without medication.
You know,
I'm asking for somebody to get awareness to this that can actually do something about it. To come up with a better medication.
I'm going
to
tell them the right medication, but just not this time. Next time.
Tell them the doctors that you had also treated who?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell them who they treated, the same doctors.
Michael J. Fox.
And who else?
Everybody.
Everybody famous.
Yeah.
And they've told him the same thing that they told them.
Right.
So if he's being told the same thing they're telling these guys who are famous and icons and multi-millionaires, what kind of shot do we got? I say we because now I'm in this fight with him. And I'm going to do my best to bring awareness to this. You're going to say a million things.
You talk so much sometimes I forget what I'm going to say.
It's the first time you let me speak in 20 minutes.
You asked me to tell my story. What do you want me to do? I don't know. Oh, my truck. Yes. You know what they say, gentlemen drive big pickup trucks.
No, it's never been said.
No?
No.
You sure?
No.
I'll be the first one.
No.
You'd be a gentleman place.
People from Long Island that don't even work construction drives trucks with flatbeds.
All right.
You gotta be a lid, then you could drive one of these trucks with a flatbed.
I'm sorry.
No construction.
Are you a Cadillac man?
No, I'm not a Cadillac. I just don't drive two doors. I'm a four door guy. I don't make a difference. All right. Drive hoopties.
All right, listen.
I drive piece of shits.
A while back.
My fancy car days are over.
A while back, before when I was making money, I go to look at a CLS when it first came out.
What's that?
A Mercedes.
Okay.
CLS, right? Beautiful. Look like a spaceship.
Too big to fit in there.
For a while, but listen to this. $85,000. Didn't even have the radio system updated, but that's all right. So the guy goes, how many cars you got besides this car? He said, me, I'm spending $85,000. What do you think? I'm a rich man? I says, no, this is going to be my daily driver. He says, if there's 2 inches of snow on the ground, this car could be parked because it don't move. $85,000. The downgraded radio. And 2 inches of snow, I'm not going to move. I walked out of there because living in Long Island, the snow gets 3 feet. So what do? I go get a pickup truck. Nice, big pickup truck. Get out of the way because I'm coming down.
Hemi. The whole nine yards. Red on it.
People that I dodged. I love the Ram Rebel 2017. Beautiful truck. Air ride suspension, all nine yards. I could take his car, whatever he's driving, four door, put it in my trunk, go over it, and back up on it, and still keep going. I didn't put a stretch on.
See what I mean? It's all he does is break my balls. But look what he just said. The guy turns around and says, what's your other cars? Yeah. He says, Minky, what am I, rich? You're looking at an $85,000 car. What do you think the guy's going to think? You are rich. He's not going to think that's the only car you got. You don't just go out and look for an $85,000 car. You don't got the money, Capone.
No, but listen. So when you're a young guy, and this is a lot of guys.
Young guy, you're still young.
No, I know. But yeah, he's still young. Oh, yeah, we're middle age. If we lift age.
Stop, please. Middle age. I just turned 30 a couple weeks ago. Listen.
If you're 30, I'm 32 and a half. So
now you sound like a 12-year-old say that. I'm 12 and a half.
I got a 2-year-old. I'm still counting sheep. Baba, black sheep.
I seen you doing that when you were old enough.
Yeah, that's my little
What a beautiful name. I don't want you to talk about your family over here. Beautiful name. Beautiful children. But tell them a story about your friend told you how lucky you are that you got Parkinson's.
Ignorance.
Tell them.
No, but
tell the story.
Ignorance is sad.
That you were lucky, he said.
People think that you're lucky because you get to sit home and spend time with your children. And yes, it's a blessing. But take away this disease. Me, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I can stay home, take care of my kids, and have nothing to do all day. But I'm not here by choice.
You wouldn't stay home, but you were a hard worker before this. Why would if you weren't shaking? Hands? Yeah, I know. They're not as pretty as mine. Those are hard working hands.
By the way, it's the same thing. So, yeah,
no, because I didn't because I didn't start working until I was forced to.
That's what I'm saying. Well, tell them what
if
you
didn't
doing
have
before you started work.
If you didn't have this disease, you wouldn't be sitting home doing nothing.
Fucking no.
Your acquaintance says to you, you're a lucky guy because you get to stay home every day. A guy in his 40s is saying another guy can stay home with his family is lucky because he's got this disease. 40s, he doesn't want to go to work. He doesn't want to leave his house, he wants to stay home. This is what I mean about my generation. What happened?
What happened? Parents stopped giving
ass They snipped the balls and they put them in their wife's purse.
Parents stopped giving ass kickings. Everybody's the greatest now. Everybody's first place. There's nobody second or third place. Listen.
Well, they still give up. They get the ribbons for sixth place. War. Yeah, so, just for participating.
Honestly, guys, start raising your children. Start spending time with them. Get them away from these TVs and these iPhones and these iPads. They lock themselves in the room. They don't see kids for 6 months. They live in the same house. They don't see each other. Listen, I tell you, one hair on those kids, not blow up the whole world. I tell God all the time, see all these crosses? Put them on my shoulders because I'll come meet you myself if something happens to those kids. So I'll take all their crosses, give them to me. Everybody, I'll handle it because I could take this shit. But love your kids. Spend time with your kids. Your kids are your future. They're your legacy. Love them and care about them. I give them a beating every once in a while when they step out of line.
Listen.
I used to get a beating every day.
The person that said that to you was our generation, and our parents did beat us. But for him to think like that, He'd rather stay home than go to work.
You know what? People in the rat race, bro. Everybody wants, you want five cars in the driveway. You want six bedrooms and there's only two people living in the house. You want, come on.
It's an old saying I used to say, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
No, exactly. Don't want to eat.
Everybody wants the six cars, the big house, but in their 40s, they want to retire. They don't want to go to work anymore. He's lucky, they say.
Yeah.
The bull's on them.
Forget about it.
So with this week's message and our first show, me and J.C. Capone 76, we'll be back.
J.C. Capone's back.
J.C. Capone's back, yeah.
I'm going to do the next show, maybe. We're going to go to the social club. Maybe I get a shirt and a hat. That's my color, too.
Not with a head like that. This hat can't fit you.
Thank you.
It's fitted. The other hats I got, the hoodie hats I got for you in the car. I told you I could give it to you before we leave.
All right.
So we're going to sign off with this message.
Sure. What are you trying to say? Your head's better than mine?
My head's smaller than your head. What's better?
I don't know. You just said with a head like that. Me give
the size of that fucking thing. My head, this head won't fit it.
All
right. You want to try my fit it on?
No, put your hat back on.
Oh, you don't like my hair?
Next time you come through your hair with me, every time. See me? I keep it tight. So that way imagine me putting gel in my hair. It's like all over the place. Forget about it. When you got Parkinson's, you got to try to find the easiest way out. Easy.
That's to aggravate the neighbors.
Yeah.
Out front, he puts the chairs.
Out front. That way I get to see everybody walking.
So thank you for joining me on the first show in JC's backyard. And let's make awareness to everybody for Parkinson's. Maybe somebody out there will listen that can actually help us.
Listen to me.
And he's not looking for a handout.
No, no.
He's looking for a better way.
This is all seriousness.
Stay up, everybody. And thank you for joining us.
God bless.
Till next time. Woody Social Club.
On this side of the wall.
Hootie 282, JC Capone 76.
Once again.